then discover the meaning of in Haoshabu Kaheski. What does it mean in Kaheski? It's not such a job of thought. Now, last time we finished Siftes in the past. Siftes in the past. Now let's see the Shach. Siftes in the Shach. Mumar Haaretz. Because of my Shalpe, Tami Lechum is in the ball, the Afiru Mitam Achas had the Koyz in the ball. Why? Because Mumal Hachis had a din of an Akum because he's a mean. So since he's based upon the fact that he's a mean, so he doesn't make a difference how many times he does it. The Gemara here says that even if somebody would believe he shot this with Rabbah, the Hachis, he's also a mean. But it's only also Rabbah. The answer is, here he becomes a mean because of the motivation. Because of the malicious and spiteful motivation. So the fact that it's only also the Rabbon is of no significance. So why should there be a difference between someone who is able to hachis 1,000 times and someone who is able to hachis 1 time? Because he becomes a meek because of the motivation, not because of the Maisaver. The Maisaver is only the Rabbon. So Meile, even Pa'amachas is Chavik Yilchot. Why in Sifkot Nechot? Umashit Asam Chavik? Shehu Kevin Chovim Mamish. Ushkito Shem Yveil Nidim. Vichim Mashma Dora. Vichim Mishor Achim. Uvipishe Sifte Zayin. Vochem Mashma Namudu Atei Sifo Rosh. Shekosu Midechsi Vizo Vachto Vachalto. Yalfinu Mashat Yilvei Yachat Eichet. Kleim Yari Isi Shibar Zvichet. Laapu Kevin Chovim Vichom Yveil Zahachet. Mashma, the Mumal Hachis, the Krok, the Chorim, the Loike Abach, the Kosa, the Shkidos in Asu, or Hell of the Rabbon, Veil, the Veile, the Loi Raye, Vain, the Kamon, the Kuf Nuches, the Mumal Hachis, the Abakeres, the Mi, the Abakeres, the Kosa Rambam, the Lindale, the Chorim, the Kosa Veile, Vain, the Bachsov, the Nenze. So the Shach mentions that the Bachshite is that a Mumal Hachis, so Shchitos is in Vele only with Rabbon. And he's Masik. Because he's Kiakum, so it should be the Raisi. But the question, it's not, I think I mentioned it. I mentioned the Shite Eloshin in the Ritwa in Gittin, in regard to Yisvato, Shekos, or Mumal. So he mentions a shite that it's only with Rabbonim it's possible. Not with Raisi it's not possible. Why? Because why is an Akum possible with Chutzlan? Because it's not about Shire. Why isn't an Akum about Shire? Because it's not Mitzube and Tfilm. It's not Mitzube. I mean, and Tzivato, Tfilm, Mizuzes, it's not Mitzube. And over there, so even an Isha is possible with Chutzlan. It's Tzulo with Chutzlan. Why? Because she is not Muzeres and the mitzvah of Tvim. And the mitzvah of Tvim. So the question is, why should it Mumel? Why should it Mumel be possible to white star? It's Yahweh of law, fine, but suppose an Akumet be mitzvah and Tvim. So it would also be kosher. The only reason is why an Akumet is possible because he's not in Bakshir. Why isn't he in Bakshir? He's not about Shira because he's not Mitzube. But the Mumel is Yakub, but he has the Tzur Yakub, but he's Mitzube like Shira. So that's the reason as to why the Ritva mentions the name of the Rok, that it's only the Rabbanim that is possible. But other Shemi, so in other words, that's the reason as to why the Bach says that the Mumel Hachis. Mumal Hachis, so Shchitos is Asur only with Rabbon. Now the question is, what is a mean? And the mean is a Mumal Hachis, Kuba is Kapit of War, fine is Kapit of War. So be sure, according to the Rambam Shite, the reason is why Nakum is supposed to check is because we call over Chalto Mizifrei, so it's the Psul of an Nakum. Percebe? Só dá o rei, ele numera. Em mim, recepciona. But according to the Rosh, the reason is why nothing is possible because he's not in Baal Zvichai. Why is he in Baal Zvichai? Because he's not Mitzuge Baal Zvichai. But the Mumer is Mitzuge. So, really, we have to say that according to the Bach, not only Mumer is Mitzuge Baal Zvichai, Shritos is only Asur Mabonon, but Michal Shabbat Pahesi also, the same reason. Because Mumar Echabit Lachis is also a Mumar Hadreko. He's a me, he's a more, he's a what than the Chalshav Ephraes. Chalshav Ephraes is not a me, he's a Mumar Hadreko, but a me he isn't. And Echabit Lachis, or any Avir Lachis, Lachis Mamesh, is a me, and he's certainly Mumar Hadreko. So, according to the fact that Mumar Hadreko is only a soul in the Abono, So, Michal Shalom Pares is also only a soul of But all the others are Chelik HaLebach. All the others are Chelik HaLebach. So, the question is, but how can we say that a Mumer is possibly Shrite just as an Akum, but an Akum is possibly Shrite because he is not in Baal Zvichai, he is not Mitzvah Zvichai, but a Mumer is Mitzvah Zvichai? So it should be told in the Machlokes Mishnayim. There the Ritvoyim mentions in the name of the Rosh that in Mumer is possible to see the star on the Rabbanon. Why not in the Raisim? Because he is a Baal Shem. But most Mishnayim hold that it is possible to see him in the Raisim. So the question is, why is he a Baal Shem? So the answer is, they hold that Baal Shem implies two things. First of all, that it should be Muzer Amstram Kshire. That's the reason as why an Akum is possible Kshire Star, and even Nisha Levet is possible Kshire Star. And then it also implies, Bakshire also implies, that he has to be involved in Kshire. He has to be Makhid Kshire. So, a Mumer. So, whether he is a Mumer, it's real. So, Ibn Hanabe, the Book of Rome says, in similar tests, that if somebody is a mumer with fear, machmas atzeres, or because he's stingy, he doesn't want to spend money on fear, so then he's kosher with himself. When do we say that a mumer is possible with himself if he's mivayim in the mitzvah of fear? No, it's not machmas atzeres, not because he's stingy. Somebody is giving him a pair of film and he doesn't have to get up early. It will not entail any inconvenience, and still he doesn't care. He doesn't have to be lachis mamish. Lachis mamish, so then it is a mean. But not lachis mamish, he is makhid. So he is possible, because bakshir implies two things. Bakshir implies that he has to be muzal shere, and he has to be makhid al shere. So the same way, a mumer, echum veilis, or any other lachis, if it lachis ma. So, a mumer, so the male seems he is a mean, and he is a mumer lochate rekule. So the male is considered any makti in shritetu. Because that's the aloha, the same thing is true of Michal Shabbat Paresi. Because what does it mean? Mumer lochate rekule, Michal Shabbat Paresi has a din of a mumer lochate rekule. The real Mumer Hatereko is a Mishumer, who abandoned the Torah, who certainly doesn't care for any mitzvah of the Torah. But Allah is, Michal Shabbat Paresi has indeed of a Mumer Hatereko, as if he abandoned the whole Torah, even though he is not kosher. It doesn't make any difference. If someone is in Michal Shabbat Paresi, so Al-Pidin, he has indeed of a Mumer Hatereko, as if he abandoned the Torah. So the Mele is considered being Makhid in Shkite also. So that's why the Shkritos in Asuro in the rights, and it should be told in the Machlekes Meshenim in regard to Tfilin. Those Meshenim who say about Tfilin that the Mumer is only possible in the standard of one of the whole. So he'll say like the Bach, and if he will agree with the Bach's time that the reason as to why an atom is fossil is because of the vacuum. But suppose in Shiva Sarampa that the reason as to why an atom is fossil is because of Kabbalah or Halton is Ifrei. So even if we agree with the Shiva of the whole Gavitrium, so the Gavitrium, so in Numa is only possible in Rabbalah, because there is no psul for an atom as such to write, except for the fact that he's not in Tzubalzich. Mashainkin here, Mashritek, according to the Rambam style, that there is a special verse apostle, we call of Halton is Ifrei, that an atom is possibly Shritek, so the Mele, a Numa has the psul of an atom, so it's also Shritek, on the Raise, even if you agree with the whole Gavitrium. But if you agree with the whole Gavitrium, and you agree with the Shritek Zahosh, that the reason is why, an atom is possibly Shritek is because of the Vachdor, so then there is an analogy between Bakshire of Phil and Barzviche of Shritek. Now, Mula was coming. That, she is Machlitin in Apostolism. Voyikia Koremrim, the Mula was coming, I feel a bit cynic. I feel like Tamahas. Have a Mumer, the Holatir. We did a killing coming. The thing that you hear is Shabbos, Tamahas. We forget. New ways is Shritel and Nazibo Mumer. כי בישיר בלעד את הקובי, וישיר בישאבס, אין שחיתו שישו אסור, משום שחית הסמונה, אלו משום שחית בלעד את הקובי, וכאן מסגדל, וכן משום שחית בישאבס, וכן נראה דעס משאב, so the שח זה אין, ודאי כי האיז מכריע, לעד את הפוסקים, that בחלפה בפרסיה, does not have to be addicted, even פעם אחס, he has a deen of Emunah, he has a din of Emunah. Now, so, Bishlai may regard to Abi Dizore, I understand. Because Abi Dizore, there is a machlokes staff involved in Abi Dizore, as to where between Rabach and Rabine, as to where the Memorech of Rizach is Minamumer, so the Gemara says, and the Madoma who says that Memorech of Rizach is Mumer, so it's Eumi, so you mean Abi Dizore. So, an Ibn Abizor has a shame of me. An Ibn Abizor has a shame of me. Since he has a shame of me, so anyway, it doesn't make any difference whether he did it many times or he did it once. Just as in regard to Mumal Haris. So the Shach says, in Sifta Dai, even once. Because since it's based upon the fact that he is in me, so anyway, it doesn't make any difference how many times he does it. So we understand as to why Avi Zohar, so even if he did it only once, so he has it psur and akum, because it's based upon the fact that even Avi Zohar has it in a memory. But the Shach is machriya with Gabi Mechal Shabbat Faresia also. The Shach is machriya with Gabi Mechal Shabbat Faresia also. So the question is, what Mechal Shabbat Faresia is not mean? So, that is stolen the Shemumer. He's stolen the Shemumer. So, Mele, if it's stolen the Shemumer, so why does he say that only, that even if he did it once, now, we see in the Rambam, in Maisa Kabones, that we gabi in Alochem, Namoret, Stratumumer, that we cannot be Mikabo in Korn, let's say. A chatos for someone who is in mumer in chered, let's say. So the Rambam says dafki if he's a rogil, but if he's not a rogil, not. If he's not a rogil, not. So why we got the chil shabbos? He says the chil afil chil shabbos pamechol b'paresi. Now, so I think that this can be explained in light of what we learned last time on Wednesday, what the Prisha says. The Prisha says, the Kashi, according to the Rambam, the Tib Mimumel in Dobaret, not Mimumel. So he's not Mimumel Shvetose, and he requires a Bikasaki. So how do we say, in the case of the Wigdoyov, Nignu Wigdoyov, and then in Motsoyisa? So, even though we know that the Eigamit, it was stolen, so Eigamit was shechet then, so still it's kosher, but Eigamit is a mumon derecho. Eigamit is a mumon derecho. So the Prisha says, when do we say that the Munah has no mumones? That is only if he's ogil or he didn't defice. So we raise the question, what's the significance of defice? What's the significance of defice? So we said that, in other words, fahesye means that even though he didn't do it many times, he did it only once, but if he did it without any shame, without any inhibition, nothing, so then he becomes a victim. You see, there are two ways of becoming a victim. Either by habit, by doing it many times, and then, so then, if a person accustoms himself, habituates himself to a certain aver, then he doesn't even involve. The Avera is not by him so simply and without any conflict and without any pangs of conscience. Until a person habituates himself to an Avera, so he always must have a conflict in his heart, in his mind. It's not so simple to do an Avera. If he's minding by the Shemit, the Osei, so he couldn't do an Avera just like that. But if he habituates himself, even if he's minding by the Shemit, the Osei, if he does it simply, help us at ever. So that's why. So if a person did something with a hesia without any shame, so then he has the same status as Rogi. He becomes addicted. So we see that the fahesye makes him addicted. So we may see that the fahesye makes him addicted. So that's why the Shach says, V'chin afim uchim u'shabes ta'amechot b'faresye. Because suppose he would do Michal Shabbos ta'amechot, then even if he'll do it 1,000 times, he will not have a dinner of Mungo Chadere Kohen. So only if he does it b'faresye, if he does it b'faresye, so you see from the Prishe, that in all Averes, so b'faresye is like Roger. He says it with Avigadet. That if somebody is a rogel in Gneve, so then he's a mumar in Gneve. But if he stole once, he's not a mumar in Gneve. But if he stole once b'faresye, without any shame, so then he has the same status as a rogel. Now here, he's only mumuchat rekule if he does it b'faresye. If he does it b'faresye, so mainly he acquires a shame mumato. That's why the Shach says, that afilochil shabbos pamachas b'faresye, because since it's b'faresye, that's in lieu of the Jews. Yes.
We just say earlier that chil shabbos is a mummer. When we say chil shabbos is good. Okay.
But only b'faresye, not b'tzina.
Okay.
Only b'faresye.
Even if he's wrong, not b'tzina.
Even if he's rogel, even if he's addicted and every Shabbos is the Chal Shabbos 100 times. So, but if he does it only b'tzine, so he has a din of emuma
d'orecho. Okay, but isn't there a difference between that and didn't we just say earlier that the Akum is Oved Avodah Zorah is mean?
Mean? That's Oved Avodah Zorah, but not Chal Shabbos. Even though he's saying Chal Shabbos Paretzye, Kevin Avizor, it means Joseph is a little Avizor. Has it been a little Hadel Kule? So Hashem Faresi also has it been a little Hadel Kule. But even Avizor has it been a little Hadel Kule because it's a meat. Mashink of Hashem Faresi is not a meat.
And what would be the difference? Because what the Gemara of Avizor says about Ochum Velo says, my focus if it's a meat or mumer.
Right.
The difference that we said was mumer can still chef, meat couldn't chef.
Yeah, well, so I mentioned the Machlekes, the Rashbon, the Nir, in here, yes. What does it mean, Muma? So according to Rashbon,
the
it means Muma Zavarech. The Nir says, isn't the Mandoma who says Muma? It means Muma Chatoi Kulim.
But the problem I'm having is because the Shah says, Dashi Shmach Tokas Ben Posi, who said, Wake up to Omer, the Muma La Hosko Chavam Filu Katsino. He talks about Hosko Chavam, but then we say, it's Muma Chatoi Kulim because it's a me, and on Shabbos, he's going, Obed Abu Nazara, but it's only Mumber.
That's right.
How does he make that connection? One's a me and one's a Mumber.
No,
it's a
jive. In that way. that's the halacha. That because muma mechalshav v'faresi, mechalshav v'faresi is a muma. Mechalshav v'faresi is has a dino b'mula chatreko. Mula chatreko, but it's not a me.
And what would be the difference between me and muma?
Oh, difference. First of all, we have the halacha from the dino b'mila. So by me, the halacha is merino lemaylin. There is no chiyuv lachinsi. Mechalshav v'faresi, we are mechiyuv lachinsi. He is so gomor. Even though he has the psul of an akum, it doesn't mean he's an akum. He has the psul of an akum. But we are mechayov l'achirisei. The mitzvah of stokei twice to a mechal shabbat parisei. The mitzvah says so.
Oh, so then the
body says... And then the amizor, the mitzvah is no chayov l'achirisei. And the amizor is a mitzvah, so he's mufke of l'achirisei.
So we say the mechal shabbat parisei and we equate it to a bodhisor, that's because it's from the mumar aspect.
Yeah, mumar aspect. Okay. They both have the status of a mumar hater.
One might have an income. One, but by
one is because of me, and one is because it's special. Now, the question is, what is the mocker for the alochic? That in Michal Shabbat Faresi, in Michal Shabbat Faresi, has a deal of a mumar hater. Ligabi Abizor, so it's more than says. So the Gemara in Chum says, "Chmur abinis chovim shekolakim bo kimim bochalat yerikule, v'chisiz gubu loisasu eskolamim." So anyway, so from that we learn out that chmur abinizor shekolamim bo kimim bochalat yerikule. But what is the moke for the halacha that Michal Shabbat Mifaresi is Michal Shabbat Mifaresi also has a dino mumar hater kolei? And then we have to understand why is it that the gabi Michal Shabbat is only Mifaresi? I mean, that's the only avera that we find such a difference between Tzinn and Mifaresi. You know what the avera is? Avera is an avera, but it's Tzinn and Mifaresi. But the Gabichel Shabbat, so if someone is Michal Shabbat with Tzine, he's in the middle of the Echot. And if it's with the Ovum, so he does not have a Dinah Mimum Al Hatelkoi. And if he does it with Faresie, so then he has a Dinah Mimum Al Hatelkoi. Where is the Mokia? The Gemara doesn't mention that any Drosh, the Gabi Michal Shabbat. Our Gemara mentions only in Droshe and Gabi Yud Amizor, Chisitzu is Sasu Eskola Mitzvah. Now, there is in Yerushalmi Midori, and the Posik in Mishabach. ואם המאיש יחרו היי, כי שם זה היו לה משם, היי וסמצרו בעשות. שיש יציון תלתתו, ובהים השני שבוס וליר. ובהים השני יום צוקן האום, מול כאילו לא ימוצא. ואם רדי שם הוא מאיש, אדונו מיימתם משני המצמי סייד מסירוס. So the Yerushalmi Dovim says, Pergim, in Dov, so Yerushalmi says, מכאן ששקולו Shabbos kineged kol ha'terko, because the Rebbe Mishon said to Meisha in connection with those Jews who went out to gather the man for Shabbos. So he says, "Avnu mi'amten lishmei mitzvei sai v'serosoi." He doesn't say lishmei mitzvoi si, but mitzvoi sai v'serosoi. In other words, that they are considered as if they have violated the whole Torah. מיימת בסיקלי הדבן. So this is the pshat. מכאן ששקול שבס כנגד כל התרקו. So but there is a big difference, you see. The Gemara says, שקול מצווה סיציס כנגד כל התרקו. So that thing means, now of course, as far as the Aveva of Bittu Mitzvah Sitzis is concerned, it doesn't mean that if somebody is Mivati Mitzvah Sitzis, he doesn't put Sitzis in the Beget to other countries, so the Aveva is as serious as if he had been Mivati all the Mitzvah, Chas V'Shol. As far as the Aveva of Bittu Mitzvah Sitzis is concerned, so it's not in any way in Vohobo than the Aveva involved in the Bittu of any other Mitzvah. On the contrary, I suppose that Bittu Mitzvah Stvil is probably more humble than Bittu Mitzvah Sitzis. Here the Gemara says, in regard to the Schar, when the Gemara says, Shkulo Mitzvah Sitzis, Kinegir Kola Terekuna, that means that the Schar, the reward for the fulfillment of Sitzis, is Shkulo Kola Terekuna. But not that they are bailed of being Mivatim Sitzis. Shkulo kinegit kol ha-terekole. In the same way, when the Sifri says Shkulo mitzvah tishir ze ha-tishkol kinegit kol ha-terekole, it doesn't mean in respect to the avere of being mivatel mitzvah tishir ze ha-tishkol. The schar is Shkulo kinegit kol ha-terekole. Mashalim came when the Yerushalmi says, when the Gemara says in Eilis, Chisitz go asis eschol ha-mitzvahs. So, v'amizorakos mitameh, there it doesn't mean in the schar. It doesn't mean one who abstains from Avodah Zarah gets schar as if he fulfilled all Torah. Chas v'shalom, there is no such halacha. It means in the Eilish, in the Ma'aseh Aveira, in the intensity of the Aveira. So someone who is Eilish on Avodah Zarah, so it is considered as if he was even al kol ha-terekole, as if he abandoned the whole Torah. And the same thing is true of the Yerushalmi Gaon. Because here the Torah says, "Vayim Ramishem Omeshe, Adono Miyamtem, Rishmeya Mitzvei Yisai Yisirosov." So in other words, so the head of those Jews who walked out to collect the man is as serious as the head of abandonment of what do you mean Miyamtem? Miyamtem means abandon the Torah. Refuse to observe the Torah. So that's the opposite. And we can understand this why we say that only Michal Shabbat Farhesia has it been on the Bukhatarekoi, not Michal Shabbat Tine. Because this passage of Adonam Yamten Mishnah Mitzvah Yisrosei is mentioned in connection with the Chilul Shabbos of the Jews who walked outside to collect the man, that the Farhesia. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Erem calls the Michal Shabbat Farhesia and Michal Shabbat Bitzine, Mumea Mishamia Shabbati Bishuk, Veini Mishamia Shabbati Bivais. So that's Michal Shabbat Bitzine. Michal Shabbat Bitzine is one who is Michal Shabbos, who observes the Shabbos in the street and does not observe it in the house. It doesn't mean that it's after the street. If there are some in soil, so it might be in the house too. So in other words, so this posse of Adonai the Mishnah Mitzvah Yisrael Yisrael is mentioned in connection with those Jews, the Vayim Ashvi, Yotzum and Om Milke Goy Motso. So they were ready to be Mechal Shabbat Paresi, to go outside and really go ego to collect the man. So, in regard to such a Jew, there is a halacha of Adonai Miyamtem Mishnei Mitzvah Yisrael Yisrael. I don't mind. So, that's the reason, and that's the mokia for the halacha that Michal Shabbat Farhesia has in Dinah Mul HaTarekule, and why does he Farhesia? Because that posik is mentioned in connection with Jews who were ready to be Michal Shabbat Farhesia, not in connection with Michal Shabbat Mitzvah. Now, there is a Jewish Rashba. The Jewish Rashba says that what is called Michal Shabbos Parasi, if someone is Michal Shabbos in the presence of Asom Yisrael, where is the Shir of Asom Yisrael mentioned? That's mentioned in Gemara in Sanhedrin in connection with Kiddush Hashem, because the halacha is and three averes it's Yehoi Val Yaveh, another averes it's Yaveh Val Yoreh. But if the hakum is mischavim la'avireh, the anus is mischavim la'avireh, he not to gratify his own titles, but in order is mischavim la'avireh the Yisroel Adas. So then, if it is mifarehetzie, even though, so it's one of the shor averes, he's mechuyev to be mizanefesh himself. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, bifaresye, ligabi yoy v'yaveh, when the akum is mischav v'avireh, bifaresye, if tason Yisrael. So the name of the Rajbo, the Chirajbo, applies it to Shabbos too. So in other words, so that is a mocker for the definition of faresye. What does faresye mean? Late tason Yisrael. So just as it is true, ligabi kiddush Hashem, so it is also true, ligabi michal shami faresye. Now, the Tiras Chaim and Chum. Tiras Chaim and Chum. So he says that even if somebody will be Mechalshav and Pharisee in the presence of 1,000 Jews, but if there is one Jew in the presence of whom he'll feel inhibited, he'll feel ashamed to be Mechalshav, he does not have a deen of Ibn Khalshav Farasi. That's a terrific quote. The Tiras Chaim said it, and the Bisalevi passed in regard to the Rabbonis, not in regard to the ISIS, but in regard to the Rabbonis, he was making, let's say, in regard to the Yayin of a Jew in Khalshav and Farasi. So the Bisalevi passed that if a certain Jew, even though he's in Khalshav, but if in the presence of the rov of the city he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, so the Bisalevi passed that his yayin is mutar. Of course, in regard to Shechet, he wouldn't pass the right. But he was only making like the Shikha of the Teras Chaim and Chum. Now, the Teras Chaim was one of the first rabbonim in Brisk. He probably was all in Brisk 400 years ago. So he says it in regard to everything. The Bisalevi was only making in regard to the Rabbonis, in regard to Skandino, not in regard to the ISIS. Now, this is not fabricated by the Tiras Chaim. I mean, the Dalki Tshuva mentions the Tiras Chaim. The Tiras Chaim mentions it that even regarding Shrit. And what is the Mokeh? That's a Gemara. On the surface, it appears to be a Beferish Gemara. That if there is one Jew before whom the Mechal Shabbos will be ashamed to be Mechal Shabbos, he does not have a deen of the Mechal Shabbos Farasi. He does not have a deen of the Mechal Shabbos. Alright. Now, the halacha is, we discussed, we mentioned it many times, that in Chal Shabbos Paresi, an akum cannot be mivat reshus. And in the muma of Chal Shabbos Paresi, cannot be mivat reshus. Because you have the psul of Yad. So you have to be sechamok in front of Chal Shabbos Paresi. So the Gemara, Daf Sanchates in Eirem, mentions a certain story. Ha'hum nofan b'chumartem b'dushim. So Rashi says, that's a certain kind of a perfume. Kesha shalbeis emecho, mimini apsom. V'chayigam na'amrim ha'mishabes, din yeitzi v'chumarte v'pil. V'chayim olam chavos. In other words, it's a little flask with psom that contains psom. So that's a mass. That's not a tafsh. That's a mass. So someone walked outside on Shabbos in the street with a little flask, carrying a little flask of psalm. So that's a tzoy. keep the chazir that you didn't see it. So Fava, this man who was carrying a little flask of something in his hand, so Fava, he noticed that Rabbi Yisie was walking. Kasir, so he hid it. He hid the flask of something. Not what he put it in the pocket, so that Rabbi Yisie, the Nosi, wouldn't see it. Omar, so Rabbi Yisie said, Kidinze mivatei rishus Rabbi. Even though Rabbi says that the Muna, Michal Shabbati Mishuk, cannot be Muna Mishuk, because it's a Muna Chater Kule, but he does not have a din of a Muna Michal Shabbati Mishuk. In view of the fact that he hid it when he saw from far Rabbi didn't see. So what does it mean? That means, now he walked in the street, he saw. It means that that more than 10 Jews can face it, can witness it. But in view of the fact that he was inhibited, he felt ashamed in the presence of the Nosi of Rabbi Nisie, he does not have a din of Michal Shabbat Yishuv. So it's the moral for Eshes. That's the Mokeya for the Teras Chaim Salva. And this in Simon Bay, in Simon Bay, Sifay, Bechoshal Bayez. So he says, why we say that there's high, the Hidush of the Eren, not a Homer, it's that there's high man here. The Hidush of the Eren, the Hashem of the Eren, Shekosa, the Nim who boys with the other God, the Nimna, Milchal Shabbat Bikonov, after also before I saw, had they done with one of the Chalushamit? Now the question is, what the Rashba says, that the Chalushamit Maheskel is one with the Chalushamit in the presence of 10 Jews. So then there's Mahmoud Zachemin. Suppose he's not the Chalushamit in the presence of 10 Jews, but he's the Chalushamit in the presence of 5 Jews or 2 Jews, but he knows that these 2 Jews will be falsified, and 10 Jews will know. So there is a machlokes achrim as to whether he also has a din of the Chazal Parashim. Pashas Aloshin of the Rashbo, the Jewish Rashbo, is that only if it's Michal Shabbos mamish in the presence of 10 Jews, not if he does it in such a way under such circumstances that he will be falsified for 10 Jews. And as a matter of fact, in regard to Kiddush, the same machlokes achrim applies to Kiddush Hashem also. So some say that when we say that Anus is Nishav Avirei, so, and is Mifahesye, so, then is Mechuyev to Mishav Nefesh himself, for every Avir, not Dafke, the 3 Avirais. So that's only if the Anus forces him to be there in the presence of the Jews. But if the Anus forces him to do the Avere in the presence of a few Jews, but everybody knows that the next day the whole world will know about it, so then he's not going to miss Nefesh himself. And some say even such a way. So that's not about the case. But the Rashba says that in order to be in the Chalshavim Pareske, the Chalshavim Pareske, so he has to do it in the presence of 10 Jews. But here we see from this Gemara, it's Gemara for Eshes. So after all, this person walked outside with the dress of Tzarim in the street. So we were more than Jews in the street. It was a vicious rabbi. Let's say only the Rashi. So only the Ashishim Ribe so obviously there were 10 Jews. Unless you say it was such a city that it was Shishim Ribe but going, not Jews, so maybe it's still a vicious rabbi. It's not installed that way. It's not installed that way. So it's a moment of ashes. So I think so. So how can the Rashi say that if it's Michal Shabbos and Faresie, Lehim Asom Yisroel, so he has it in a Bimur HaTerekoe. So I think that we can explain the Rashi on the basis of what the Prisha said. Now the Prisha mentioned in certain Aloch, that, let's say, we got a woman. So, that according to the Rambam, so who is not Nevon on the Shchite only if he's in Muna or not. Rogi is a dictate. But if he's not Rogi or not, if he did it only once or twice and perhaps even if he did it three times, as long as he's not addicted, so he does not have a Shemuk. And that we see from Rosh Hashanah we got the Korbanes, we got the Alochel of Mamoretz, Pratle Muna, that only if he's a Rogi Lechokhel. So, still, the Prisha says, even if he's not Ogil, even if he did it once, but if he did it with Faresie, so he's also a Shem in there. Why? Because Muma means addicted. Now, there are two ways where how one can become addicted. Either if he habituates himself, even though he doesn't do it with Faresie, or if he does it without any shame. Without any shame. So maybe it might be that according to the Rashi, it's two separate halachas. When Gemara says Michal Shabbos b'Faresie, so is Yaakov Chodmo. Yaakov Chodmo. So that means, but if he's Michal Shabbos b'Tzineh, he's not Yaakov Chodmo. Even if he'll be Rogin, even if he'll be Michal Shabbos every Shabbos. Suppose 100 times, every Shabbos will be Michal Shabbos 100 times in the course of 50 years. But if he always manages to do the Chil Shabbos B'Tzinei, it was not the beginning of Emul HaTekon. So obviously, only the Amaisa Beire of Chil Shabbos B'Faresi makes it into Emunah. But the Beire of Chil Shabbos B'Tzinei does not make it into Emunah. And vis-à-vis Chil Shabbos, there is a difference in the intensity of the Maisa Meire between Chil Shabbos B'Tzineh and Chil Shabbos B'Faresieh. We find something similar in another aloche. We have Habol Aramis. So Habol Aramis B'Tzineh, there is no kind of pain. B'Faresieh, the Rambam said, that they are sown in Israel. So there is kind of pain. So in other words, so there is a difference between the Avera of Habol Aramis B'Tzineh, the Habol Aramis B'Faresieh. So Chil Shabbos, there is a big difference between the Maisa Avera of Chil Shabbos B'Tzineh and Chil Shabbos B'Faresieh. Even though the Avera of Chil Shabbos B'Tzineh is also an Avera of Nuah. There is a Chil Skila and Chorus and everything. But in Mumbai, he doesn't become. But the Maisa Avera of Chil Shabbos B'Faresieh is more chamor than the Avera of Chil Shabbos B'Tzineh. So one aloha is that only the Maisa Avera of Chil Shabbos B'Faresieh and is distinguished from the Maisa Avera of Chil Shabbos B'Tzineh. So as far as the Maisa Avera is concerned, so then we say, what is the Faresieh? What is the Faresieh? So the Rashba says, if it's Lein Asom in Israel, so then it's Chil Shabbos B'Faresieh. If it's not Lein Asom in Israel, it's Chil Shabbos B'Tzineh. It's Chil Shabbos. And if it's not, if a Jew was never Michal Shabbos, Lein Asom in Israel, even if he's a Rogel, if Chil Shabbos B'Tzineh, let's say, he's Rogel to lock himself up in the room and to wipe on Shabbos. He's Rogel. But B'Faresieh never did it. So then, even though he's Rogel, he does not have a din of the Mumbo HaTelekot. So, what determines is whether it's B'Faresieh or not B'Faresieh, whether it's Lein Asom in Israel or not, just if it's Abu Yavol or Amis. So this is the criteria. that demarcates between Habwala Rami's Bitsine and Habwala Rami Bayat. So here. Now, suppose a person. But he will never be Michal Shabbos in the presence of ten Jews. So then he's not in. Even though he does it without any shame, without any feeling of inhibition, before anybody, he doesn't care who the Jew is who witnesses his Michal Shabbos. So, in view of the fact that he never in practice was Michal Shabbos before Ezeh, so he's not happy. But the halacha is that he has to be in mumel. It's not just the Michal Shabbos. He has to be in mumel. So the main language in mumel means if he is rotten. In mumel means if he is rotten. So the main language. In the Rashba says that But if somebody is a mumma, what about Shabbat and Faresh? Yes, it's not a mumma, it's a kubbah. And what does Faresh mean when I saw him in Israel? If he was the Chalom Shabbos three times, when I saw him in Israel, then yes, it's not a mumma. Even if in the presence of the Nasi, or the presence of the certain law, he will not be Mechal Shabbos. But he is already a mumma. As far as the mindset of Chelshami and Faresi is concerned, it doesn't mean that only if it's done in the presence of the Nasi. In other words, if the Chelshami is done in the presence of 10 Jews, 20 Jews, even if they are not Israel children, so then it has a shame of Chelshami and Faresi. But if it's done in the presence of 9 Jews, so then it's not with Al-Faris. But there is another requirement. He has to be a Muma. What does Muma mean? Muma means that he has to be Rogi. So if he did it just once with Faresi, or even twice with Faresi, so he's not a Rogi. He did it 3 times. So then we can say he's a Rogi. So then we can say he's a Rogi. That because of the Chazoki, 3 times in the Chazoki. So the melee is considered a rogi. But suppose he did it twice, even though he is Mechal Shabbos in the presence of 10 Jews, so he's still not a mumma. He's not a mumma. Here the Gemara in Eilat tells a story of a certain Jew who walked out to the Rishus Rav. There were 10 Jews, but that was the first time that he was seen to carry the Rishus Rav. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda and the Anosi noticed it doing that many times. Only one time he observed that particular Jew carrying a flask of some of perfume in his hand. So one time. So true it was called Shabbat Parashah. But one time he's not addicted. But suppose even that particular Jew would do it without any feeling of shame. That even when he saw the Nasi, and the Nasi was probably the one who was more respected than anybody else, was most revered by everybody. If in the presence of the Nasi, he felt inhibited of doing that, so then he wouldn't be having Shemuna, because that means he's not addicted. So, in view of the fact that he did feel inhibited in the presence of the Nasi, so he's not a mumma. But if he would not have put the flask of psalm in his pocket, and he would have passed him by without any feeling of shame, without any feeling of any, without any inhibition, so then he would have become addicted even with one time, as the religious. Masha'ikin, if he is Rogir, so then it's not necessary that he should do it in the presence of the Nasi. You see. In other words, this idea that there are Sraim holds, that in other words, that's not the Faresi. If the same Chil Shabbos, he would have abstained from doing it in the presence of one Rog, in the presence of the Nasi. Of one Jew, so maybe it's not called the Faresi. No, the Rashba says no. The Faresi means Lein Asomi Yisrael. But there is another prerequisite. He has to be Muma, not just Mechal Shabbos. He has to be addicted. Muma means addicted. So, if how does one become addicted? In two ways. That's what the priest says. Either through habituation, or by doing it with Faresi. What does it mean by doing it with Faresi? Not by doing it. So in order to become addicted, it doesn't make any difference 10 Jews or 9 Jews or 8 Jews or 1 Jew. In other words, if a person does it without any hesitancy, without any inhibition, without any shame, before anybody, doesn't care. So then it becomes addicted. Now, here, there was not audio, so it was only one time. So it was the Faresie, but he was not Rogel. So had he done it without any shame and without any inhibition before anybody, so then he would have become A mu'meh, even with one tach, but in view of the fact that he did feel limited, and there were certain Jews before whom he was ashamed to do it, so, and it was only one time, so he didn't become a mu'meh. But if he's rogel to be mechal Shabbos Maraseh, if he's rogel, then even though he will feel ashamed before certain Jews, so the mele, he does become a mu'meh. Yes.
What the Gemara and Erev? What's the lashon of the Gemara and Erev then about this person?
He's not. He's in high mivato issues. That's not my question
here. I understand.
He's in high mivato issues.
Well, when he saw her, so in other words, he was mechal shas bar hesed. He wasn't a mumer.
That's right. He's not a mumer because the only mumer the chil shabbos.
And when the shach says here, b'chayin afilu chil shabbos pamatzis bar hesed.
Oh, so then we'll have to say in order, you know, to reconcile it with the Gemara in Erev, that here in Zachul Shabbos Pamach Farese, it doesn't mean Pamach Shabbos Farese in the presence of 10 Jews, but it means he did it in Bachal Shabbos one time without tension. He did it in such a way that he didn't care who will see. If he did it once that way, so then he comes in. Now the Rambam told, "Mashna afilu yichud, the hechad will put ko, mo yasaki, mo yitchilo, mo yisho, shchitos yasu. Vod umir simdale, simdale vod udoyo bishnitivu, mutori, tiris mitrishe doosan imurzek, began with the shegola, but amazeinis, but the post waides, in tzod yasaki na the Rambam." ומלוש נטור שם, אבל כשחוש ברדנים, משמע שמור זה בגן. והיא, דאו כוחו ברית גם בישראל, שנוזוקים בקנובים הערך, ומליטור בגן בישראל. ומליטור בגן בישראל. Now he says the same thing that the preacher says, except that the Taz mentions that in the way the preacher mentions the Bikhidesh, that the Pharisee without forgiveness has the same thing like Hodgman. But the Shach, in effect, gives the same terms. Umashikot Vazabal was a Likud Pesachin for Tzivo who Zal Be'atzmi Mokhi. But we are going a day in Mir of the Rabbi Zal Tira Yishan the Sin and Echot who Yadino Mibadet Shishocha Be'efsher the Avol Gar Bisin and Awe. In other words, there in the case of Ofdu Doi, we see an hour, so we are dealing with one shot. We have shot a roti, shechosh, or at least the most lachal issue. There's the same tarot that the Taz gives. We need at the hostel, I'm going to show you what's going to be. That's what means, we see an hour, it's an hour because the aloha of the Doi of is discussed in 7 hours. We daf to be human aware, אבל משום פוסקת את הבאיר, נבוא משותי פה, אין צורך לבדי, קריסה כמעט של הרמב״ם. היינו שהוא מועד, הוא פוסק לאידס, הוא פוסק, היינו שהוא מועד, that's mean, הוא פוסק לאידס, היינו שהוא לא בעל את המחס, ואין לי מועד, he's not a good kid, he's not for. באים לחשבים שבצינו למדם, so there is a good slaves, he doesn't have to be addicted, even if he was a kid on a baby, she ate him about just once, so he becomes a פוסק לאידס. מי הוא אם הוא פוס לידס, משום שאוכל מבילס, אף על פי שאין מומה לכך, כי כשהוא חושב לאכל מבילס, דיני כי מומה לכך, סבור אז בסיוסף, ויורד. Now, so, there are more mentions, something that is mentioned by בסיוסף. And the בסיוסף, really, the בסיוסף says, that there is a difference, that even according to the Rambam, there is a difference between מומה לאכל מבילס, איכל מבילס, and Johnson. Because even though the Rambam requires Bikasaki, Ligami Shoso do, let's say Mumal Shakyas, Mumal Oles, but over there only if he's a Mumal, if he's a Dikhat, if he's Hodom. But if somebody was Ligami Shakyas once, so he doesn't require Bikasaki. Mashenki, Ligami Echon Veles, even if he was Echon Veles once, he requires Bikasaki. That's what he says. Now, in order to understand the next Shak, so, I want to point out that there is a spirit, an apparent spirit, between what The Mechaber says, because the Mishneh told, because the Mishneh was written by the Mechaber, and the Yosef was written by the Mechaber. So there is an apparent stir between what the Mechaber says and the Yosef. Now, the Yosef and Simon Bates, that you, oh my God. So he said, the Rambam Kosa, the Yisroel Muna, we echo me out here, so the Lidlich with Sakh, the Efter Misova, keeping the Hazin of Shota, was he in the Lachas Nahir Shabiro, Hashim the Poka, Shaloi in Nitrea, the time she meets it to Hosa. You look at all the Muna of the Hazin, last year on the Shomer Echo Mishkotose, out the Dikas Asaki, we are men on keeping the Dosh Beke Tele Nomad. That's the Rosh of the Rosh. So the Rosh explains the Shittas Rambam. Why does Rambam say, Muma with the Varecha of the Shor Aver, Shabbos, always. Oh, I mean, any Aver. So, he cannot share unless we are really lucky, because since he is so moved, I mean, that he doesn't have Yerush Amari, he is Muma, the Shor Aver, so he's kosher, that he might be Menachos. Because of this company. That even according to Rambam, there is a basic distinction between Eichel Meveles and Chorabeles. Eichel Meveles, so even if he's not addicted, he's not rogel. But Chorabeles only if he's rogel. This is what he says here. But if you want to see what Rambam said, what his Mishnah said, what Mechaber says in his Mishnah, was also written by the same Mechaber. He says something else, something that on the surface appears to be diametrically opposed to what the Mechaber says in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, the Mechaber says that even according to the Rambam, there is a difference between Eichel Meveles and Avaria Mishoraveles. Eichel Meveles is not Rogel, and Avaria Mishoraveles only if he's Rogel. But in the case of Mishnah, he says there is no difference. The same thing. So Yalochi Dalit says that if someone is addicted, he's a mumer, he's a chogio, lachas mishor averes, so he's possibly shchet without the kesaki. And in Yalochi Tzvov says, if he's just an avarian without being addicted, so he's kosher mishor, without being a kesaki. So the Mishnah says, before the Kadosh Shochi, Omar Robin is gewoon onderweg van deze dorp, die ik zag in Israël, die moet wel gaan vertossen. Ja, dan ga je de Grieken een keer tegen, die is zo ik aan mee, die is zo ik het hele nog niet zo. Maar voor hun boda, groeit toch. We zijn er af en toe, nu we boezen nog aan het worden, een van de benen. Sjaapio, ze hoe gozer dat is in Doko, daar heb ik dikke sasaki. We hoor adim aver aher, ze zomer dikke sasaki. So now we have to make a wish to say this, that the Rambam, even though all the mentions, Muma Rechon Rils Vidovim, Muma Rechon Rils Vidovim, so it doesn't mean that to Rechon Rils Vidovim. He, Ho'adim, and the other Rambam is a Muma, and the other Rambam, why does he mention Muma Rechon Rils Vidovim? To advise us that even when Muma Rechon Rils Vidovim, out of the Dikasaki, it's full of Akashmas. But Shavuot Yom Kippur Sakim, so even Mumar Mishora Beres is also a Mishora. So in other words, because Mishni says that according to Rambam there is no difference. And then he says, Umotzos Yerayim Yidim Rabbeinu, Midamrim Midmore, Ahot Yom Ahot, Mumar Mishora Beres is Bidik Sakim in Israel. As a matter of fact, when we learn that Gemore, I mentioned, Echon Beres Bidik Sakim in Israel, Leinu Misayim, Hakel Shoshim, Vatru, Kusimat Lo, Vatru Yisrael Mumar. Mit dem Vorwärts die Orgel heim und mal aus. Und Mumme haben wir schon gewiss und doch. Wie doch? Die Dillme sind voll, die Gemorre tried to bring a riot to Robes Ding. So die Gemorre was matche der Treie. Und die Gemorre said, no, Dillme, Mumme haben wir schon gewiss und doch, und ein Schuss was geschehen. Wie haben wir Mumme, also der Preis ist sehr, ist geschehen, oh, ist, so, heim und mal lachen, haben wir so, auch in Rabon. Die Oma, die Mutter lachen, die Dosse. Was ich noch so, Rabon und die Jufte. Und wenn wir kommen mit der Rüsche der Preise, so sehen Sie, die Gemorre sagt, die Jufte Rabbanon, so the original Pshat für die Gemorre Menschen in der Preise ist true. So maybe, so we have to say in the court, was kommt in die Gemorre, when the Preise says, Hakel Shofti, wa du Kusi, wa du Oru, wa du Yisrael Mume, what does it mean, Yisrael Mume? Not Mume la Mizone, it means Mume Rech Nebeles, with you. You will see it all. So, und wir mögen kommen mit russischen Preise, aber die Preise mentions two things. Mumer and Omer. Mumer means Mumer in Veil. And what does all mean? Mumer is your Veil. So the Preise is capable Mumer. Leachas is your Veil. Bechot de Machte with Mumer in Veil. We discussed it when we learned the Gemara. So that means it has the same status. A Mumal always, and the Mumal in Veles has the same status. So in Vele, just as a Mumal in Veles, so the Prophet says, is Mutter only on the Dikasaki, so Mumal always, also only on the Dikasaki. He said, we made the comment to which the Prophet said, I'm Mumal always, to leave us in a way to be tired, we don't need to convince the Tom. Bloei twee schepiers en asje, die wijn doen niet zo. Die geen heilige keer is, dat is een hele katon. Nieuw, mias, nu wel alles, behade, katon en mias, nu wel alles, behade, nu wel echo, niveles, litom, maar zeg door de kesaki, gamzeke. Then, this is the kesafishne here. Then, na wacht het, what the kesafishne, what the man's dead. Mishu postulates, Svoras Abeni. Dal kol koch li kol marobe, hayi di beit iksaki min Israel, elo bi Yisrael mume, she perushe mume ashu mue, laave al kol amin al amitzuayim, u porak imo mal tzagore, avu mishu posleides, bishu she pamachas, oba lachas na mitzves, hari ze shechet la atzmi bevas. So it is Mishne says, in explaining the Rambam, of Mishu Posloides Babero Navere Shoteo, Harinu Sheikh Ibn Latino Yomuche. So the Besiosef, the Mechaber, the Besiosef says, this Rambam, the Wachat Esvor, has reference only to Shoabeles. So if he's not Rogil, so he should have said Sheikh or without the Kefakim. Masheiki, if he's an Avalim, even if he's not Rogil, so he should have said Asso. That's what the Mechaber says to the Besiosef. But here he says, Svoras Abeni, the alcohol, the Komarobe, I need to be exactly in Israel. Elohim's for him. Now, Robe doesn't discuss Muma Mishaveres, Robe discusses Muma Echomiris with Yom. So he says, alcohol, the Komarobe, that Muma Echomiris with Yom, We require Bikasaki only if he's addicted. But if he's just an avarian without addiction, so then Chovet doesn't say that an equivalence without addiction requires Bikasaki. Doesn't he say in so many words here that the Aloha of the Rambam, that one who is Eger Lavele, without addiction, without forgiveness, so then he doesn't require Bikasaki, applies him to the Avarian of equivalence, not only the Avarian of Sharamias. So, but that's diametrically opposed to what the Mechaba said to the Siyoset, that vis-a-vis the Veles, so even if he's not Rodin, so there is an open spirit, apparently, between what the Mechaba says in the case of Mishne and what Mechaba says. The Mechaba says in the Siyoset. Now, here, the Ramon mentions what the Mechaber says in the Mishyos. Mew in Possilatus, which is just the best, Abba Fishing in the Mayotah, Kiki Shokoshi Dach Mubez, and Niki Mubayah. So the Shach in Sipro, Mew in Possilatus, who be saved by their high person. The Nirelay, we look at Rome in Dafke, because Rome uses the Russian, Mumare Kumibayah from the Om, and he's not in Israel. He doesn't say Eich Mubayah from the Om. He says Mumer, and what does Mumer mean? That's the title of the Tereshai. The because Rome uses the Russian Mumer in the Vedas of the Om, being exactly. So it's Mashma, that even vis-a-vis an Eich Mubayah, only if it's a Mumer, he's a Rogil, not if he's just either once on the Yisrael of the Vedas. In other words, he's Chilik on the Shita of the Vedas. That the Tereshai is Chilik on the Shita of the Bishop. The Dafke is your movement. We hold on the car. Also, it's all the Kasaki. Have a way before the Israelis. Now, the Israelis lived before the Shah. Abu Nachayim Shur, that was his name. He was one of the first Rabbonim I mentioned before. One of the first Rabbonim in Brisk. I think he was probably the third of Brisk. So he is Chilik under the Shah. And he says, the Dafke Kishu Mumer, the Rogi, the Kar, also the Kasaki, Avoid the first ways, the Chim Mashi, the Rama, the Chim Kosa, the Kasaki, the Mishne. So the Shach mentions that while the Ramo cites what the Mechaba says in the Besiotze, but the Teres Chaim says the same thing that the Mechaba says in the Kasaki, the Mishne. In other words, as if there had been a Machlekes, between the Mechaber and the Mechaber. So, the Chim Kosa because of Mishne, the time that Rambam, the Alkoch, the Komarov, and Yisrael, Bredi, and Yisrael, and the Yisrael, and the Mechaber, the word of Postle is, Vinir Ali, the Din Ze Tolu, so in other words, the Teres Chaim, is Chaim Kan Ben Yisrael. But the Shach says, but, all right, it's Chaim Yisrael, but it's Yisrael. But the Kosa Mishne, the Yisrael, the Chaim Ha'ach, how is it that he's Yisrael himself? And if he was raised there, we should say that Chosarti Mimashi Chosarti because of Mishne. He doesn't say it. So he reconciles the Bes Yosef with what the Chava says that's Mishne. In the middle way, in his deep set told me, I'm going to come and see the good things. The Choshen Vigobo, Muta Lohoi Mishalachet, Avoi Mishalachet, Avoi Mishalachet. Because there is a loch, the more I mention that in Bovitzia, the pain, ain't on the mchitim of the Lord. In other words, every person who is ready to do all kinds of avers in order to satisfy his appetites, so he'll do it only for the purpose of satisfying his appetites, but he's not likely to do it in order to satisfy him, in order to accommodate some other person, that the other person's appetite should be set gratified. Ain't on the mchitim of the Lord. So in other words, a rein, the rein, the shepherds, the Zman Chazal, were choshed al gesed, because they were accustomed to send their cattle to the fields of others. But a rein is not choshed if a rein becomes a shemer for the cattle of somebody else. He is not choshed to send it to the fields of others. When it's his own cattle, so he is ready to be able to be together, not to care about the grazing that is done by his cattle. in the fields of others. But when the Vedya becomes a shame for a certain person, so it can be taken for granted that he will not allow the cattle of another person, the behavior of another person, to graze in the field of another person. Eidon Machetilu, some melee is mentioned in Sinitra Fides, that Hoshe Bidobo, Muda Lohoi Mishachir, in regard to Idaho Mishon. Let's say, in Eidon, so Hoshe is was raised. But in Sukun, Hoshe is was raised. Let's say, if Hoshe will testify on his soul, that this is human, so is never. So, suppose someone is a Hoshe Bidobo. He's a Hoshut, let's say, Anchil. He's a Hoshut, Anchil. So then, the halacha is, he is not Nemor if he testifies for himself. Because since he's a Hoshut, Anchil, so he might lie. He might tell us, with this Hatir on the table, he's human, because he wants to eat it. After all, he's a Hoshut. Masha'im came, if it's not really him, let's say, he's not going to eat that chaticha anyway. But it's negiya somebody else, a certain person, let's say, Shimon wants to eat a certain chaticha that is not him. But we don't know whether that chaticha is chayav or Shimon. And Reuven, who is himself Hoshen Achayav, says this is Shimon. So we say, Eino Machetim Leloi, since he's not going to eat that chaticha anyway, so we don't have to be afraid, maybe you lie. Why should you lie? If the purpose of the testimony would be to accommodate himself that he should be able to get, so since he's a Hoshut, so he has no credibility. But since he Reuven is not going to eat that chatikha anyway, he has other chatikhas to eat. So, and the purpose of his testimony, or from his testimony, is only to accommodate Shimon, because Shimon wants to eat that chatikha. So we can accept the testimony of Reuven. Ain't no demchik in the way. So, because Hachoshet Yidobo Muta Lohoi B'Shalachim Avaloi B'Shalachim The Hashto Yosef Shachim The Dvorov Shem Kesef Mishni Nisitz Mama Shem Kesef Bes Yosef And because of Mishnai B'Shalachim Or Bes Yosef Maire B'Shalachim Vahim Nishe Kosef Bes Yosef Ki Mishah Hachoshet Yosef Yidobo So Lohoi B'Nichlisakim Di Mashma Mitodo B'Nichoshet Yosef Yidobo So he reconciles. I mean, and he reconciles it in a very remarkable way. He says that there are two halachas. One halacha is based upon the fact that someone is a mumah. Someone is addicted. So if someone is addicted to a certain avera, so that means that he is already perikeo. Such a person cannot be trusted. Even in respect to somebody else, because if a person is already addicted to one avera, doesn't make any difference which avera it is, whether it's avera or sharpness or chiliyonker or achilas chometz or gneve. If someone is addicted to one avera of the Torah, he cannot be trusted for anything. Whether he testifies in respect to himself or he testifies in respect to somebody else. A perikeo means someone who is hogging himself. Someone who is addicted to a certain avera has no credibility. Has no credibility. Because he might have a certain motive. So we have to be made exactly reasonable. But if we are made exactly, since he's only addicted with the own, not the hachas, so we don't have to be patient. But if we are not made exactly, so then, someone who is involved in a certain avera, whether it's oisidovo or the varachel, so he's choshet. He's choshet. He has no credibility. No credibility. Then there is another halacha that even that choshet oisidovo, even if he's not addicted, he has no credibility. He has no nemones an oisidovo in which he's a choshet. But in that, only for himself, he has no credibility. But for somebody else, he has credibility. So in other words, so there is no stira between what the Kesef Mishneh says, what the Bes Yosef says. The Kesef Mishneh discusses the lack of nemones of Imumah. So insofar as the lack of nemones of Imumah is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. Mumah Lubeles, Insidobo, Mumah Lishakmes, Imumah has no nemones. Has no nemones. Unless we are very exactly. When there is certainly no possibility of an ulterior motive. If we are very exactly so. So the possibility of an ulterior motive is excluded. So a mumer has no nemones. And the mumer has no nemones when he testifies for himself or he testifies to accommodate somebody else. A mumer has no nemones. So as far as the mumer is concerned, so there is no difference between mumer veles or mumer in another way, whether he's a mumer isidomo or mumer idomarach. He has no nemones. If he's a mumer, but if he's not a mumer, he's not addicted. Even if he was a there, so then he has nemones. He has nemones in if he's an avaro in idomarach, and he also has nemones to testify for somebody else, even if he's not valid, it is not. But then there's another option. Hachoshu Dalit Zedobo, and Mei Latzme. So, as far as testifying for himself is concerned, so then there is a difference between Hachoshu Dalit Zedobo or Hachoshu Dorache. So if somebody was a Chodilis once, he cannot testify for himself. But for somebody else, if it was Echel Velis once, he can testify. But if somebody is holding to the Velis, or he is holding to the Yakna Velis, then he has no nemones altogether, whether for himself or somebody else. So remember, there is no mistake. There is a Mishne when he says that an Avarian in Velis once is Nemon. He has reference to the case where he testifies for somebody else. When the Rabbi Yosef says that Navarian in Velis once is not Nemon without Bikasaki, he has reference to the case where he testifies to accommodate himself, then he's not Nemon. So there is no stir. Alright, now the Taz. Steve Hughes. Mach Masmir. Pure Shatish in Murshin David, Mashmir Roshin, Mabem. דומם, נגידים, שמעדיין, אני בדומם, כך נעיסו. כוסי אוהים, נפיר, שלח, שבוזו, מזמן, תמר עליהם. So, שחידוס רסון, כמשוך פה ואחרים, לגביהם, וגם בוט ומסק, אלו, כמשוך פה ואחרים. ואם אף שמצו לך בעזביכם, דום הוא, זה קודם מיס השחיד. בקוס המחז בו בזה, אם הוא מומחה, שחידוס יקשיר, והוא שמסוירים את הלגב, והפילייה צבים נכנס. Because he was in the Gabo, Lomon, he did it, this Yosef, the Kalamechas, Shemosho, who take it, my shne, me soil, she gomer, the shrimp, the man of the Holo, Ella Porshut, Mushkos, this Yosef, the trio, the knock at Munchen, she needs a Nichas, knock at this church, the soft, the Shom Dafke Bino Munchen. Now, most of the women are really done, the women don't do it. Now, he's the apostle Ishka. We go to Akosha. Or if he's the apostle, we go to apostle Sua. But maybe not a moment she is the apostle, we don't know she is in the way. King the Beishet, the Beif Kone. Avor, in his the apostle, the Hotzi Kone, we go to Akosha, she. So in other words, if the apostle started to do something, to cut, the cut, and you only cut half of the hekef of the corner. So then, suppose half of the hekef of the corner, the circumference of the corner, would be pierced for a thorn, for a case. It wouldn't be trained. Because cutting on the problem is a So, when a person is written, cuts it and shafts it, it's not more gawa than being pierced by a case. So it's kosher. Alright. Because what also can be hobby more mini cousin. The ish, now what does mean me? So, here it says, Elizeo means Zoe Abizo. So that means that David Abizo has a shabby. But many times the term mean
does not refer to an Ibn Abizar, but to a Kubba who is other Ibn Abizar. Someone who is a Kubba Abizar, who is completely dedicated to Abizar, and all his machshavos, our Abizar. So, that kind of Nin, so Shechitos is not only, if he's a Nin, who is just an Ibn Abizar, then the Shechitos is only a Salachir, but it's not a Salamov. If he's a Nin, who is an atheist or is capable of terror, so then the shchita is only also achir, it's not also anoy. Hashem gave him the mean of a kumah, who is a mizore, who is completely dedicated to mizore, and all his machshavos, ala mizore, so then he shchita with his shachzeleime, so not only is the behime asur achir, but behime is asur anoy also, because since he's a kumah, who is a mizore, so then we presume that he was sheikhed the Prophet. So then it's the Kribis. So the Paskashi is, the Rashbo says, that if an apple, or a mean, or a kus, started to cut the corner, and he cut only half of the circumference of the corner, of the minimum. And then the soil finished cutting the corner, so the Rashbo says it's kosher. So the Paskashi is, we understand. Because an akum cannot be passed in the shchite if the shchite was done in something that is eisem eisem talas. Mashem came in the akum, only cut half of the koneh. So if the half of the koneh had been instead of being cut with the knife of shchite, so it would be pierced with the thorn. So it wouldn't be tasuo. So why should it be tasuo when instead of an akum doing it, so instead of a kate doing it, so an akum does it. But the Rashbo mentions mean also, and mean we say stamach shaftes l'arizore. So there it's a question of tikremes arizore. Tikremes arizore shouldn't make any difference whether it is insimai stamfes or it's not insimai stamfes. Tikremes arizore it is anyway. So he says. So my sikol unam asuam banoya chulitz midor sheisim veyer lashka pehu kibidol lidam shul pushes. So the Taz says the bas kashi is no kashi. The Aripos of the Rambam to the Chesnuch of his Chovim will come on b'yerdei esimim kufnem hei that we b'sheikh el amizor el minesho el b'sheikh el tzimen echo v'ayinu mai ze kodu she'onu ufere kashir v'afilu mai v'voi l'mim ahosho y'alfilu midhule that we mai ze kodu u'reise hain al kofonim b'bide she'itzen be. In other words, there is a machlokes between Ravune in Chum Lahmen. There is a machlokes between Ravune and Ramach. Now we have a loch at Eno Donisa de Roshin Shom. So a mishtachave, the Beimus Achere Luros, if somebody is mishtachave to a behemoth that belongs not to him but to somebody else, it doesn't become also money. Why? Eno Donisa de Roshin Shom, it's not his. If someone will be mishtachave, the Beimus Atzme, so it becomes also money. But if he will be mishtachave, he'll be mishtachave. And the behemoth achir, he doesn't become us. But Ula says that's only if loyos amais is mishtachar the behemoth achir. So he doesn't acquire the status of never to be also with the behemoth. But if someone will do a maise, he'll share. So even in behemoth achirim, it becomes also money. If it doesn't rise. So he says that Rav Nachman says that in the Misa Dabash Rishalei, even if Fosal Chazi, so even if we'll check to cut one sinner in the Meir Zachir, while it is away, it will still not become Osal Chazi. But according to Rabune, if Osal Chazi is there, then we say, or the Misa Dabash Rishalei. So he says, but people might be going to be in the hospital. The Alpine rule, that the Vaisi called the Vaisi, and now the Polymer Minishes in the veil. So, two, according to the Vaisi called the Asaras, a behemoth Sahibi, so that's only Vaisi called the means, let's say, what is the real Vaisi in the behemoth? Tusimon. Because a behemoth cannot become Mutabachir unless you cut both the vein shape and the body. If you just cut one thing, a bishop, or you just cut the kone, it does not become mutabachir. So Abune Shiti is that if somebody does a maise in a dream zachir, even though he did the maise kodo, he just cut one siman in the dream zachir, not two simoni, so it becomes also manoe. But the chalapoches, if he does something that if it hadn't been done for shrite, so it would be trained, let's say, if he cuts the vein. So Nikabat, Abishad the Masha is Asur. So melee, if someone will cut the Shech, the vein, will cut the vein, or Bein Sachirim, so it will be also Banoi. Mashrim came, if you just cut a Masha, or even half of the Kone, so it doesn't even become painful. So that's not considered to be Maizikor. That's the finish of the task. So he says, "Hai now the coming with the shakes in the veil, the Hemucha in the letter as a Paiso, she calls the Alpin on the Rabunem in the Ule, Kehemule is a Missilehod, Hohename is a Maisi Koldu, Shari Silehod in Hemo, Kikoldu, at Kamishay, Hare Shibon plays Maisi Koldu, is in the Lehod, Viam the Rabun with the shakes in the veil, and David Klaw is in the Lehod, our portion of Dika or the Puse to retain the darkish to the Murabino, but is in the Lehod, Gankil, our Maisi should be more in the veil. Our Nika told base and Maisi Shite, after we hold them, our Kolcho, Loishne, Simon Echot, Kure in Mitzosi, our Nide Shayes in the Vele, after we call the Holy Mikre, we are here look at Abune Shom, Shochat Bo, the Mashme, the Shaya, the Shite in them, came nearly Bo. So that's the Hirish, most of the Poskim are here in the Taz. But the Tashit is, the theme according to Abune, that also Maisi called the Holy Mikre, Asa is the name is Achiri, but it has to be a Maise Kodu that makes it into the trade. Let's say he cuts the Veishen Bimash. So what's the halacha? If the Veishen becomes pierced, Bimash, by Kate, by Thor, so then it's Asura. So in Mele, if someone shares Rabin Zore, the Veishen Bimash, so it becomes Osa, even Veishen Achiri. Mashaike, if somebody will cut Rabbi Zohar, the kone, half of the kone, suppose half of the kone would be pierced by kids, it wouldn't even be also Achille, it would be Muteres. So mainly it's not even considered Maize Kodo. It's nothing. That's the Shike of the task. The Negoza Kesef is Chedek.